Fourth in line in Rome's regal trajectory, Ancus Martius was known to have initially served as a religious advisor to his predecessor, Tullus Hostilius. Upon the king's demise, he seized power, seemingly through popular support and with relative smoothness. The reins of power came into Martius's hands in circa 640 BC, as per historical estimations. A regarded statesman, he came from a lineage steeped in religious and administrative junctures, an aspect that most likely aided in his ascension. Despite being extra cautious to avoid internal conflict, his reign saw expansion on several fronts. His diplomatic approach was coupled with a strategic mindset that curated Rome's defense mechanisms, such as constructing Rome's first prison and fortifying the Janiculum Hill. These measures were aimed at safeguarding his throne and preemptively managing any threats. Martius further solidified his grip by reinforcing Rome's legal system. He penned the Faciale Law, aimed at regulating state conduct in declaring war and concluding peace, assisting in preventing uncontrolled violence. With such careful moves, the king not only ensured his own stable tenure on Rome's throne, but also endeavored to lay the foundation for the city's future growth and fortified state character.